one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to Minuteman Radio, MinutemanHQ.com, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps PAC, Minuteman PAC, the Border Fence Project, which is just about ready to kick off. I'm so pleased to see that. It's been quite an ordeal getting the permits and getting the plans, and the fence will be up and under construction. Our double-layered, high-security fencing project, 0.9 miles along the Hodges Ranch in the Naco sector along the border. It's a long time coming. We're going to show the federal government how to do it. We know that they're still trying to decide whether they're going to build the fence. Once they decide to build it, then we need to force them to fund it. Well, we funded 0.9 miles thanks to you, the supporters, and the listeners. And again, you can contribute to the fence project at www.minutemanhq.com. Click on the Border Fence Project there when you go to the main portal page. More than that, though, just as we discussed earlier, we need your help. We need your volunteerism. We need your labor. Come down to the border during October. Contact our offices and schedule a time to come down and help out. If you have construction skills, if you're a welder, if you can operate heavy equipment and machinery, contact us. We need more support on that. But we'll be erecting 0.9 miles, double-layered security fencing, including our FOM guard fence, the fiber optic fence, which is phenomenal. And then we're going to have a presentation of that in Washington, D.C. this week with some high-ranking officials within our government who are very interested in seeing our design and meshing our two designs together so that we don't duplicate these efforts. And basically what we'll be doing with our fences, it'll stand as a monument and a testament of the will of the people, you, those who've contributed to the fence, and those of us who've helped create the plans and draw up the schematics for this and get this operation running. The wonderful high-tech camera company out of Alabama, who has just phenomenal face recognition and motion detection type cameras that they've been trying to get the federal government to look at, because they can sell them to the government for pennies on the dollar of what, say, Boeing or Raytheon or some of these other companies can do, those who get the big contracts. And I know next week we're going to talk more about the Secure Border Initiative, the SBI initiative, which is moving along. But it shouldn't cost us $1 trillion. There are inventors out there. There are technology companies who are developing technology that could be applied to border security, i.e. homeland security and national security, that they can sell the government that works, actually. And we've seen, I know along the northern border, a lot of the equipment we've had that we've seen that was installed there is continuously inoperable.
Yes.
It breaks down. It doesn't work. It was never well planned or well thought out. And it's continuously under repairs. So there's more equipment, and we're going to show them that the fiber optic fencing, which can detect any motion, anyone cutting through it, that'll be the first layer. Then we have a barrier, a vehicle barrier, the FOM guard fiber optic fence, and then a 14-foot tall heavy steel mesh razor wire fence that. If you're coming to break into the country, you better bring a lot of equipment.
Yes, and of course we're going to be using that new surveillance equipment for the first time, and we're going to be testing it. And I think maybe by us testing it, maybe the government will come around and be interested in it, how it works, because it certainly would be a lot cheaper for them to use that system.
Yes, we're seeing that now. As I said, we're setting up a presentation with some high-ranking officials in Washington this coming week. So we hope that will come to fruition and will help the federal government realize that it can be done.
Yes.
We've done the research, and we have the manpower and lots of people that are willing to pitch in and help.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get that done. Going back to politics for a minute, this is just a hilarious story sort of that I uncovered in the masses of paper that I have and the stories that come across. We're talking about, I guess, the duplicity and the double standards that the parties have and how they're playing political football with this issue. You know, we now have actually the Arizona Democratic Party playing very dirty politics with trying to link candidate Randy Graff with the KKK. And, of course, you know, that's called mudslinging and dirty politics. And thank goodness we had an editorial, an opinion piece in the Tucson Citizen this week where, you know what, they're calling the Democrats on this. You know, it's dirty pool, it's dirty politics, it shouldn't be done. It's not at all true. And, of course, in the court of public opinion, all you have to do is, you know, play tag. It's the same thing with some of the groups that want to paint us as a racist organization or that we have racist motivations, which couldn't be further from the truth. It's sad in our country that all someone has to do is label you with that, and it's like, tag, you're it. Good luck getting rid of it, because most Americans who don't know any better and are too lazy to do their homework will go, oh, no, really? Gosh, that's such a shame. You know, did you hear that so-and-so is a racist? You know, mm-hmm. they don't do their homework and don't do that. Well, how about this one? Dateline, Philadelphia. This is out of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Agents arrest 115 immigrants. Here we go with the, you know, the making this an immigration issue by the biased reporter. Not illegal immigrants, just immigrants. In a five-day operation that ended last week, federal agents in Pennsylvania and Delaware arrested 115 immigrants. I'll give it to you straight. Those were illegal immigrants, or else they wouldn't have been arrested, all of whom face deportation. Some had been made deportable by felony convictions. And again, these are felons who were caught and released after 6 months because they got bogged up in the system and were just let loose back out into the streets. Most had overstayed their visas or never had documents in the first place, allowing them to live in the United States. Almost all of them had ignored previous deportation orders that had been sent out to their fake addresses, no doubt. The arrests announced by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were part of Operation Return to Sender, a nationwide effort launched 4 months ago in the midst of this heated debate on immigration. Wrong. Illegal immigration that has laid bare populist anger. Oh, how about that? You're a populist now if you really want your laws enforced and you don't want illegals in the country. So, again, here's the bias in the reporting that you get through the lamestream media. You know, you're a populist if you think that people should come into this country legally by our terms. But this immigration issue has been laid bare by the populist anger at the federal government for its perceived failure to crack down on illegal migrants, well, illegal aliens. Of the 115 arrests, 55 were in the Philadelphia area, including other communities there. America is a welcoming land of opportunity, come on, to millions of immigrants who arrive here legally and live by our laws. And, you know, that's backed up by Thomas Decker, a director of ICE's Office of Detention and Removal in Philadelphia. Those who come here illegally or violate our laws forfeit their access to opportunity and the privilege of staying in the United States. Somebody send Mr. Decker a thank you card for actually having some common sense and backing up the rule of law and the fact that you're welcome to come to America. You just come by our rules.
Exactly.
That's all we ask. Oh, gosh, I had another one here, Carmen. This one's really funny, okay? Talking about the political game being played and the double standard in certain senses. Seven illegal Mexican immigrants arrested at the Democratic chair's home. This comes out of, I'll find it here in a minute, Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Police arrested seven illegal Mexicans at the residence of John Rosa of Charleston. We won't give out his address. He might get some hate mail. No, we don't want this to be a hateful thing. Rosa is the chairman of the town Democratic Committee. The story began when police answered a call from a Ross Hill Road resident that complained about extremely loud Hispanic rap music coming from Rosa's residence. Now, Mr. Rosa is the chairman of the town Democratic Committee. He's also 81 years old. Not real likely that Mr. Rosa, I think the neighbors were a little concerned that this loud Hispanic rap was coming from Mr. Rosa's residence. According to police reports, prior to the police arriving at Rose's residence, the disgruntled neighbor informed police that there were illegal immigrants living next door. When police arrived at Rose's home, loud music was coming from the garage in the back, where at least some of the illegal immigrants were gathered in a group. They admitted to the police that they had no valid IDs and were in the country illegally. Well, guess what? They were arrested, turned over to ICE, and ICE directed the local law enforcement to release them because they had nobody to take care of them. And, of course, I wonder if Mr. Rose is going to be held accountable for harboring illegal aliens in his home, a Class 5 felony. Let's see if the Democrats are held accountable like everybody else. More nonsense and more scary gun battle news coming up after this break. MinutemanHQ.com.